Okay, so here we are at the top of the world. Take a breath of that wind in and feel the life force that gathers here, that gathers us. Take another breath and let yourself settle into the spine of the goddess right here on the top of the hill. And feel her underneath you, the Gaia, the goddess, the spine of the Great Mother. And let that energy radiate up into you, up your spine, like the gentle rising of the Kundalini serpent that is the spine of this land. All the way up your third eye, through your crown chakra, and feel our ancient ancestors above as they smile down on us and they say, "We're so glad that you're here."
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Under the sun, and perhaps one of the most precious, energetic, and beautiful areas that you could be in this land. This is another one in the series of channels that we are giving in England. People would say, "Well, Kryon, at what point are you going to give a full esoteric channel? We're tired of history." It's impossible. And that is because the esoterics that you celebrate as a human being have everything to do with history. So let this be another kind of history. Let us make this esoteric history. I want you just to relax for a moment. Let your intuition and your imagination float just for a while. What is the definition of the veil? The veil is that which separates humanity from a multidimensional truth. The veil is needed, dear ones, to keep you grounded and centered on the task at hand. And the task at hand in your reality is literally to find the Creator. And in this, you sit in a land where many already did, in their own way, in their own time, without prophets. They celebrated the oneness of all things. But what about the esoteric history? I'm talking about the history of the galaxy. Do you relate to any of what I'm going to say now in a place that is renowned for multidimensional communication? It's already been mentioned that those on a spiritual quest, a pilgrimage, will come through here. It's more than just the lines of influence or laying would come through here. It's because the energy can be sensed and felt. Climb the hill. Feel what is here. Feel the ancestors speak. Oh, the ancestors from where? You know the Earth is very young, don't you? Very young. The actual dirt of the Earth, the planet, it's as old as the galaxy, but life, humanity, is young. We have said that you are the newest ones in the galaxy. to have been seeded with spirituality. And what we mean by that is that Adam and Eve story, that metaphor to some, the reality to others, where you received the knowledge of light and dark, where you got God inside. You are the youngest civilization in the galaxy to have this. Now, follow this logic for a moment. Do you believe there are others like you in this vastness of a galaxy with distances so far that even light has to travel thousands of years to get here? The chemistry of your biology is everywhere. The galaxy is built for life. The elements that created life on Earth are everywhere. The sun is the same sun. And so you will find that that which created you at the DNA level is everywhere. We've talked about this before, the folly of the man who sits on a beach because he was born on an island. And he sits on the beach and he ponders if anywhere on Earth there might be another beach, because he only sees one, not understanding that there are millions of beaches all over the planet, but he's only seen one. And so for him, he always ponders, is it possible? Life is everywhere. And the history of the galaxy has many planets that have gone through what you've gone through. And in that, dear ones, they have come through this life cycle that you are now just beginning and gone into what we will call a multidimensionality. This is what happens with DNA just like yours as it evolves. It starts to realize and see and intuit other dimensions. And in those dimensions, there is no time or distance. And that hooks you up with the rest of them. Who was before you? Who was the one that was just the most recent to you? Why don't you ask them in Glastonbury? The node is there where they landed. Dear ones, there were those before the ones who landed. And the ones we say landed are those from the seven sisters who gave you the very DNA of 23 chromosomes you have today. A number of chromosomes that is unlike any mammal below you. You're from the stars. There have been those who have accused Kryon of being an ET. Here's my information. You're all ETs. You have 23 chromosomes, like those who seeded you. But that's not your history, not your full history. Those are just your parents. What about those before them and before them and before them? You see, life just started here. If the galaxy is 4 billion years or 13 billion or whatever your scientists have decided, you've only been here a fraction of a second. But other planets in other solar systems, with Earths like yours, with the same sun and the same chemistry, had civilizations before you. And many of them went into that, which is a multidimensional state, and they helped seed others and others and others. There is a family in this galaxy that is vast, and you haven't even met one. Or have you? There are those on this hill who come here regularly because the veil is thin here, who will say they've met them in some form, and they have names. The Orions, the Arcturians, the Sirians. All of these represent civilizations which have evolved into a multidimensional state and understand the creative source. What if, just what if, the source you call God that has created everything you see also created a family that is so vast that you haven't met yet? Is that believable? It only becomes believable when you start talking to an astronomer who starts to tell you how vast things are. The astronomer will tell you they look for life in spacecraft today. Life detection kits always go out when they investigate our solar system. Our solar system, where I am here with you. In other words, it's expected. Even from science today, they say the chemistry is the same. Even in your solar system, we expect microbial life on certain moons that would give you the same phenomenon of warm and cool that is here. So again, I say, esoteric history. I think that's why you came. They're here. And this is a good place to connect with them. Some of you don't feel anything. Don't leave this hill thinking that you have missed anything at all. Dear ones, you get the messages at some level, no matter what. And sometimes it's later when you start to realize there was communication, for you feel different. And what would that communication be from those ancestors that are galactic and not Earth-based? What would the message be? I'll tell you what it is. God knows your name. That each one of you has inside a piece of that Creator, just like the family does. It's part of a grander system that has ever been taught on this planet. You consume yourself with your own humanism and your own prophets and your own history, not being aware of that which came before you from the stars, which is profound, which is spiritual, which is beautiful. I am sure I would get in trouble yet again if I told you that some of the angels that you have seen around you were visitors from other places. That multidimensionality takes its shape to whatever the brain of the linear human wants to put on it. So here comes a multidimensional energy. You can't figure it out, so you put skin and wings on it, give it a name, and call it an angel. And you've done that for a very, very long time. Dear ones, even the burning bush was an angel. But Moses, his brain said, it's a bush. For that's all he could muster up, all he could imagine in all that he had ever seen that didn't make sense or that made sense. We've told you about these kinds of energies in Ireland. We've told you about these kinds of energies. But here, they're special. Because you see, the veil is thinner. Some of you may get chills right now because there's an entourage around this group that's saying, why don't you just get with it, Kryon? Why don't you just say what it is? And so I'll say what it is. Welcome to the family. Let them talk to you. Feel them for just a moment, even when I'm finished. Is there a message that just says you're one of us? Welcome to the family. There's more than you think. More than you think. More than you think. And so it is.